Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple and dear.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Talking about a couple of flicks this week. Fighting with My Family, that one is the new one from Stephen Merchant, and the Lego Movie 2, the second part. Which one are we talking about first?
We'll be talking about Fighting with My Family first.
This is actually interesting. It's a biographical film, isn't it, about two young people from the UK. They've grown up sort of with an interest in wrestling culture, and they're chosen to go over and actually perform in the WWF? Good old...
Yes.
Dwayne Johnson, where he got his start out. He actually is in this film as well.
Yeah, he's playing himself, surprisingly for once. And what actually happens is that one of the two siblings is selected to go to WWF, while the other, who wanted to go, wasn't selected to go to the tryouts in Miami, I think it was. And so then it causes a bit of friction and hence, a bit of tension, and then they start fighting with the family.
Okay, so a bit of a double meaning.
And yes.
Very clever title. There we go. What do we think?
I thought that it was surprisingly a really well-made movie. Like, I'm not going to lie, when I first saw wrestling movie, WWE, Stephen Merchant, I didn't exactly have my hopes up. I was never a big fan of wrestling. But I do have to admit that I was very pleasantly surprised by it. First things first, as you mentioned, Stephen Merchant is the director of the film, and it's great when we see an actor stepping behind the camera as the director, because they know exactly what they want out of the actors. They know how to treat the actors. It's great when that does happen, and you can tell from the finished product that Stephen Merchant knew exactly what he wanted out of the movie, and it works. Secondly, I thought that the story. Are you a big fan of wrestling?
I can't say that I am. No.
Okay. Well, there's a sort of concept in wrestling called the kayfabe, where everything is presented on the wrestling ring as if it was real life, that the wrestlers all hate each other and so on, or there's feuds and et cetera and et cetera, but it's all part of the act, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
The story sometimes with wrestling stories, they try and present that sort of fiction as a reality, but this isn't the case here. It tries to go with a more realistic, more grounded approach, which I do appreciate, and it did make me appreciate the sport of wrestling just that bit more. Like, I'm not going to go out and buy posters of all the WWE superstars, but maybe if I've got some spare time, I might go catch a match, maybe with some friends. And finally, I did feel that the acting, as well as the characters as they were written, they were realistic, they were very fleshed out, and they had, I think, a very believable character development throughout the film, such as the tension between the two family members that I mentioned. And the actors themselves can keep a story serious or comedic when necessary, and they can pull both off.
All right, so grab your things up for Fighting With My Family from Regular Size Kev. The Lego Movie 2, the second part. I must admit, I quite enjoyed the first Lego Movie.
So
it's quite a bit of silly fun. I think it's probably good for kids and adults. What do we think of the sequel?
I thought that everything that the first movie did, that the second one pulls it off as well. So there's still excellent CGI. Got to give a shout out to the people that did CGI, Animal Logic, based in Moore Park. It's great when an Australian company gets involved in such a big scale in an American production. I also thought that the story was fun. No spoilers here, not going to mention what happens. It was very well written. It had a very good sense of humor as well. It got me laughing as well as the kids. And like the first, as you mentioned, the second one, I feel that adults and kids would be able to enjoy it as well. And I also thought that the morals being taught to the kids, normally I don't really mention it, but the morals being taught to the kids, if you want to take them along, is positive. They have some very good things that they want to allow the kids to sort of take on board.
But is it just a retread of the first one, or do we see something new come out of the sequel?
Yes, we do. We see Duplo blocks, the relative of the Lego blocks. But no, other than that, yeah, I do think it was a good... way to approach a sequel. They did a very new, very different approach, and I appreciated it. But I did feel that it sort of took on a negative point from the Lego Batman movie, which was that the action does tend to go way too over the top, and it makes it more jarring when they go crazy, insane stunts, and then it goes into a serious drama moment. Like, the first original Lego movie didn't quite do that to such an extent, but I thought that it started taking on the bad habits of some of the prequels slash sequels of the Lego movie. And other than that, the supporting cast weren't given much to do. So Nick Offerman, Alison Brie, Charlie Day, some of my favourite actors, were sort of sidelined in this movie, which is a shame because all three of them are amazing in their original sitcoms that they first appeared in.
Oh, terrific. Well, Regular Size Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Finding with my family, giving a great big thumbs up from Regular Size Kev. And the Lego movie, not bad. Not bad. You know, that's, you know, if you just want a little bit of a retread, but probably good for the kids and good for the adults as well.